Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to hour number three in the ashtray. I am here for you, though. Who gives a damn, right? I mean, let's just talk sports. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, quadrilla ball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. We actually have a clock back here now. Our engineer David had one laying around. We weren't going to buy one. But we're here for all your sports talk needs, and we get you set for a sporting weekend. Spring training games will commence. Are you heading down to Arizona or Florida for that? Are you already down there? Are you going to watch them on TV? Are you going to listen to them on an app? That type of stuff. NBA, as I said, some players are out for the season. Some teams are wrapping it up their campaigns. That's right, even though it's just after the All-Star break, well, some teams are in it, and they're in it to win it. We'll talk about those teams as well. The National Hockey League has been, and listen, I'm not going to lie. I'm not so much a, because I usually do, I'm not so much a fan of these leagues where I'm like, oh, my team sucks, but hey, how about the Bucks versus the Heat tonight? Now, my Warriors suck, my Starks stink, and my Sharks stink. So I'm not as into it as I normally am. College basketball, we're getting close to when I really start to care with some March Madness, baby. And that's when it gets cool. Champions League soccer. By the way, if you're into podcasts, did one yesterday. I don't know if they actually put it out yet, but Golazo Supremo. I do that on radio.com with Dan Dibley every Thursday. For all your soccer talk, but I'll go any which direction that you would like. 1-800-878-PLAY. Big salute, especially to the enlisted men and women listening on American Forces Radio Network. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. All that great stuff because we're proud of you. And remember, on your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and 35 million homes. And also, if you want to hit me up on email, it's at... Well, it's Rick at sportsbyline.com. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Don't go out to eat. Go out to Eat-a at Chili's. Chicken or shrimp fajitas are now on 3 for $10. So hear that chicken sizzle.
Ooh, yummy.
Or that shrimp sizzle.
They sound so similar.
People laughing and having fun. hey, Gary, maybe take it down a notch. It's a bit much.
Sorry.
Just kidding, Gary. Live your truth.
Ah.
Go out to Eat-a at Chili's for 3 for $10. That's a starter, fajita, and Coke, all for $10. Together, we Chili's. At participating restaurants only. Price may vary in Hawaii.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of O'Reilly High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99, plus double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
Rick Tittle's got a black belt in keeping it real.
Keeping it real, girl. That's what we do here. That's what I had said. 1-800-878-PLAY. A lot going on in the world of sports. This scandal just will not go away with the Astros. And that's the thing. Many times in the world of whatever, just the world, I guess, the universe, there are scandals. Some of these scandals, they last a day, maybe 2 days, a week. This Astros one, as the kids say, has legs, and it's going to run for a long time. Every time the Astros go to a new town. But what's funny is that, not ha-ha funny, is that in November when news broke about this electronic equipment sign-stealing scheme that Houston was using then, that the owner, Jim Crane, thought that it was going to blow over. Because then in January, we had the investigation from MLB that they said, yes, they did use it in 2017 and 2018. And then the dominoes started falling. 10 little Indians. I guess we can't say that anymore. But Hinch, gone. Luno, gone. Cora, gone. Beltran, gone. And the players and the clubs, especially the Astros, kind of kept quiet. And then they had this sort of perfunctory apology press conference. Remember that? Well, it turns out it might have helped if Jim Crane worked better to prep everyone for media and fans. Anyway, that's the opinion of Bob Klapich in the New York Times. He says that an executive with Major League Baseball told Crane that this is going to come out, there's going to be outrage like you've never seen, and you better hunker down, you better get ready. And apparently Crane said, I don't really need to do that because this will blow over by spring training. Well, spring training is when it's really hitting its Kindle, its Tinder, its powder box. because he's been way off. And you talk about big, big, big stars. Do they get any bigger than Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, and Cody Bellinger? Those are three of the biggest names in baseball. And they've already had something to say. And then the fans, well, the fans are already going to talk on social media. But some players are upset that the Astros players haven't faced repercussions. And I'm not just talking about guys saying, I'm going to hit you when you at bat like Clevinger, or they need a beating like Markakis. But Rob Manfred defended his punishment. And he said, look, I had to get the truth. And what he wanted to say is these little bastards weren't going to talk unless I gave them immunity. I mean, that's basically what he's saying, right? Well, they gave him immunity, and they got what they want to hear. And, you know, as I said, you don't want to, if you think you can get the big fish, you don't want to put the little fish in jail. You know, arresting a guy selling dime bags on the corner, you want to get the kingpin in Colombia or whatever. I'm just giving examples. Rick's racist towards Colombians. No, I'm just talking about, like, Escobar or something like that. It's kind of an old reference, but you know what I mean. And you'd say, well, isn't it a shame that they wouldn't talk, that they had to get immunity? Yeah, you could say that, but it's hard enough to go ahead and say, look, we are going to tell the truth. Everyone will do it. That's what we're going to do. It's not the same. It's just not the same. And Mike Fier says that he's received death threats, but he'll be able to take care of himself. And look, sports has a lot of passion. I'm passionate about my team. You're passionate about your team or teams. But it's not a life or death thing. It's a friggin' game. But the thing is, not only do people have a warped sense of reality, megalomaniacal, sociopathic view sometimes, but you also hide behind the anonymity of social media. I think the thing that you could do, though, if Mike Fiers wanted to do it, and maybe they are doing it, the Federal Bureau of Investigation can find out who put these tweets out. They can look at the server. We found that out a few years ago when there were some Curt Schilling haters, and we found out who those two kids were, what that was. And look, I don't like Curt Schilling. I think he's an ass. But I was on his side, and hopefully you're on his side as well, when a few years ago he congratulated his daughter, who was going to be making her debut for her college softball team, and two guys on Twitter said, I hope while she's in college she gets raped. And so he got the FBI. The FBI found out who these two guys were, and they were these two frat boys at a different college. And I forgot what the charges were against them. But you shouldn't be able to have, I mean, if you say that guy sucks, that guy deserves a punch in the face, and I'd like to slap his ass when I see him, okay, whatever. But when you threaten rape, when you threaten to kill somebody, I think the FBI should look into that. And I'm a lifelong A's fan. It's the only team I care about. Just like you probably only care about your team. But I wish Fiers wasn't on the team. I'm embarrassed by the whole situation. Mike Kruko said it's 50-50 in baseball. He said, I can guarantee you that hitters don't like Fiers and that pitchers want to put Fiers in Cooperstown right now. He said, there's not one pitcher that's against this. Like, well, maybe Verlander and McCullers and guys like that on the Astros. But seriously, you know, people don't like tattletales. The thing is, and it was brought up, Garrett Cole said it. He said, you know, or no, sorry, it was Dallas Keuchel. He said, I didn't like the fact that, you know, you're supposed to keep a lid on everything in the clubhouse and not let the outside world know about it. You know, it's all about the term road rules. And road rules means what happens on the road stays on the road. And it's just whether you agree with it or not, ball players in every professional sport, like our wives are friends. We go to barbecues together. Our kids are in the same school together also. But if we're on the road in Cincinnati and you see me going up to my room in the elevator with a girl, you didn't see that. You know, it's all part of just keeping a lid on things. And what's funny is that cell phones became so pervasive that years ago, MLB as a whole banned cell phones from clubhouses. And I remember this was about 10 years ago. I was in the A's clubhouse, and as a team, they were all together playing a video game. And I thought it was a great picture. And like a jackass, I got my phone out, and I took a picture of the guys playing this video game, and there was someone on the A's, and she was like, "Did you just take a picture?" And then I realized what I did, because you don't want pictures because guys are walking around with their wang dang doodle sticking out. And I said, "I took a picture of them playing the video game because I do a video game show." And she's like, "You delete that right now or I'll pull your credential." And I'm like, "No problem." I go, "That's totally my fault. I completely forgot about the rule." And she's like, "Well, I know you, so it's okay. But that was really bad." Like, I'm profusely apologize. You know, that's how much they're up on their privacy. And then it got to the point where you actually could record conversations with your phone. I didn't even do that. I'm like, I'm not getting my phone out here for any reason again. I don't want to. And what I did was not a federal offense, for Pete's sake. Let's be real. I didn't take pictures of naked dudes or strategy or anything. But that's how private these guys are. And then someone's like, "Yeah, we were cheating." It crosses the line. David Ortiz doesn't like it. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Byline.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Rick Tittle's got a black belt in keeping it real.
Keeping it real, girl, since 1975. Mm-hmm. I came out of the womb funky, even though I was a cesarean. I don't know what I'm talking about. Welcome back to the show. So, getting back to that CBA, Collective Bargaining Agreement, proposal on Thursday. It's now in the hands of the players, and there's a lot to chew on there, and some have already chewed upon it and spat it out, like J.J. Watt and Richard Sherman. And I don't even really think they give a real hot damn on the playoffs. It's that 17th game. Now, when I was a kid, they only had 14 games a season. But when I started high school, they went to 16 games a season. So, as they say on the street, it's been a minute. And we have not had an odd number of games since 1946, Harry Truman, and that was 11-game season. Now, you could say, well, the 82 strike had 9 and the 87 had 15. Well, it's a strike. What do you want? So, how would the league implement that 17th game and create a balanced schedule? Well, Mike Garofalo with NFL Network got a phone call, here's gun, has leaked some of the details, reporting the 17th game would not be an international game for every team. That was something that was forwarded by the Chiefs last year because there's a cap on total international games. The NFL initial plan is to have 9 home games for some teams and 8 home games for others, obviously, and then reverse the pattern the following year. And then teams that play games overseas, like the Jags, remember the Jags are now back-to-back London games, that would have to get implemented one way or the other as well. All right, let's go to those phone lines. Hell's Kitchen, Manhattan. Charlie, what's up, man?
Hey, Rick, what's going on? Regarding this potentially adding an extra game, I would assume what they would be doing, the NFL, as they try to take over the world, as they continue taking over the world, it would be on a neutral site. But would they alternate year to year, one team having an extra home game, which I guess would be a disadvantage.
That would be it. One year you're quote unquote screwed, and the next year you get an extra home game. Like it really matters, but I mean, for the teams, you get an extra gate, I guess.
Initially when I heard, I thought they would just have it like in a neutral site every year, like in London or Mexico or
right.
Wherever.
Well, according to this report from Mike Garofalo, he says that's not the plan because then that would have too many international games.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what the NFL was, looking to do more and more of, as you hear these rumors every year about a team eventually being in London and so on and so forth. But as a fan, listen, more football makes me more happy. So give me more games. I mean, the preseason, I'd rather watch paint dry than watching those games.
Yeah.
So if they can knock it down to 3 games and add a game or even add a playoff, that gives our Raiders a better shot of making the playoffs. Because I think ultimately what the NFL, I would assume, wants to do is push the schedule to the point where the Super Bowl would be on President's holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. So then, you know, Monday would be your natural holiday. And, like I said, more football makes me more happy. So I'm all for extra games. But would this be incorporated right into next year?
They want not the 17th game, but the playoffs. They want to change that going into next year. Yeah, then the 17th game, they don't have enough time. But for the playoffs, they think they can definitely do it.
Yeah, same. I mean, listen, like, it just puts more precedent on the team finishing with the number one seed. Why should two teams have a bye? You know, even regardless of whether our Raiders are hovering around 500, I don't think adding one more playoff team would, so if every once in a while an 8-8 team squeaks in there, listen, if you're an 8-8 team and you're playing a 12-4 team and you lose to the 8-8 team, well, you don't deserve to be in there anyway. If that's the draw, your first seed in the first round of the playoffs. But yeah, like I said, more football makes me more happy. So anyway, Rick, that's all I got. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We'll see you on Monday.
All right, you too. That's Charlie in Manhattan. And he just put it in a very simple equation. More football, football plus him, and then the sum equals happy. And why not? Why not? And if the players, by the way, they don't approve this deal, and playoff expansion does not take effect this year, then teams would also be able to activate a third player off injured reserve during the season. This is another thing that might be up there as well. So we'll see. The practice squad, by the way, was already expected to increase in 2 years to 14 players. I still call it the taxi squad. I think I'm the last person. The practice squad, if you don't know, is 10 players. So then 14 players? I think it's great. Because I think about my talent level, which wasn't even taxi squad, but I was much closer to being a taxi squad player than a real NFL player. And keep the dream alive, man. Keep it alive. Why not? Now, we know some people are against it, but what are you going to do? 1-800-878-PLAY. All right, email bag, rick@sportsbyline.com. This is from JJ Rick. I know you're a Wilder fan. What do you think about the fight? Are you going to watch it? And then parenthetically, so he says, I know you won't. Well, if it was, by the way, Rick at Sports Byline sent it in. I'm a Deontay Wilder fan because he sat down with me at Radio Row Super Bowl 50 4 years ago here at Moscone Center, which I forgot about until Dominic reminded me of last year when he won it. But the whole thing about how at the weigh-in they're going to do it separate because at the press conference they pushed each other and they said it, the guy goes, we're a major league sport, and it wasn't orchestrated. I'm like, yeah, it was. That was a total, because Fury pushed Wilder. Wilder didn't do anything, and then he pushed Fury. Fury didn't do anything. That's not how pushing occurs in nature. People push each other. They don't just get pushed and then look at the guy and then push and the other guy just stands there. It's usually much launch of fracas. But they're set to walk away with this championship rematch tomorrow night in Vegas with the kind of money that's only tied to the biggest stars in the game. And this is appropriate given that this will be the biggest fight of the year. But you could say that this is the biggest fight in 2 years. And per the Nevada State Athletic Commission, the contractually guaranteed purses for Wilder and Fury are both $5 million, which doesn't sound like much when you think about what Pacquiao and Mayweather and even McGregor, Conor McGregor, what he was able to get. But Dan Raphael, through ESPN, said, no, both men are guaranteed $25 million plus a cut of pay-per-views. So why is there such a disparity? And first of all, why is Wilder getting the same as Fury? Well, we don't know which one it actually is. But I can tell you this. If you're watching the undercard, Chris Martin versus Gerald Washington, that's a heavyweight bout. They're both going to make about a quarter mil. And then the super bantamweight champion, Emmanuel Navarrete, he's going to make $300K when he goes up against JL Santissima, who will only make $25,000. Now, you can talk to Pedro Fernandez Ring Talk Live to get more into this. This is his whole fort. But $25K to get knocked out? I don't know about that. But you look at all the undercards, junior middleweights, junior welterweights, they're all getting about $30,000. Now, you might say, to step into a ring and get $30,000, I'll do it. Yeah, I can see that. I just think boxers, now look, if Wilder's getting $25 million, then I'm not going to complain about his compensation. But when you put your life on the line when you step into a ring, I don't know, $25K, is that enough? Well, here's the thing. Nobody who gets into a ring thinks anything seriously bad is going to happen to them, or they wouldn't get in a ring. It's like that Bill Burr line when he was first starting his career. He's like, you see marriages 50% end in divorce, yet people still line up to get married. Can you imagine going skydiving and they go, half the chutes won't open? How many people would still go skydiving? Yeah, it would stand to be just a little bit different. All right, lines are open. We still got another segment back here in the Broom Closet. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 toward your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit toward your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
What if you could change one thing about a room and it changed everything? A completely new room by changing just one thing, the floor. Now, during Lumber Liquidator's flooring huge winter sale, you can find hundreds of quality floors on sale, like solid hardwood and waterproof, at our absolute lowest prices of the season. And with special financing, you can make that change sooner than you think. These are the floors homes are built on. Lumber Liquidator's flooring. Winter season is January 1st, 2020 through March 31st, 2020.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
Not good.
Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break and no one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile's super fast network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get four lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Und jetzt das Platznehmen der Amerikaner.
Anidelnogelneidel, hupferkirm, hupferkirm, hupferkirm. Anidelnogelneidel, hupferkirm. Das ist meine größte Freude. Das war sogar mein Mittagdirn, Mittagdirn, Mittagdirn. Das war sogar mein Mittagdirn und hat sie Einigkeit.
Quit drinking that Haterade and bow down to Ricky T, y'all.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. We've got a lot of young prospects that are on the rise in Major League Baseball, and, you know, everybody, I hope your team has someone where you say, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see what that guy's going to do. If you don't have that guy, your team's pretty sad.
Let's just face it, your team is very sad.
I've got those guys. You know, there's always, I mean, even if it's a first-round pick, right, you can say, that's the guy I want to see. I've been waiting. And some of the names that you hear about, you know, as I said, I went over these, a couple of these the other day. I think one of my favorite names, though, is a tricky southpaw who debuted last season and did not look very good for the Royals, but Richard Lovelady. I used to know a guy, his last name was Pretty Man. They called him Purdyman, but his name was Pretty Man. That is one of the most, like, archaic medieval names of all time. Another guy who would have debuted last year, but he was hurt for the Twins, is another guy, like, his name, Brent Rooker. Brent Rooker is an outfielder in the Twins organization who hit 282. Apparently, he's a one-trick pony that he hits for average. I'll take that one-trick pony. Why wouldn't you want to do that? It's funny that I was reading this article on CBS Sports that said that the one guy everybody wants to look at with the A's, and I was thinking about, you know, Logan Davidson and what have you, but everyone wants to look at Jorge Mateo. Came over from the Yankees with James Caprillion and Dustin Fowler in the Sonny Gray deal. And he's had an up and down career. He's supposed to be the fastest guy in baseball, but he was up last year, nearly posting 2020. He was at AAA, he hit 289. But remember, the A's AAA team last year had an OPS over 900 as a team. Talk about the hit-happy PCL, Las Vegas Aviators. But Mateo's approach is going to yield some ugly walk-to-strikeout ratios in the major leagues. But the whole thing about being out of options, and like Franco Barreto, he was the top international player in the Blue Jays system when the A's made the Josh Donaldson trade, and they got Brett Laurie and Ruben Rangel and Sean Nolan. But Barreto, that was supposed to be the guy, and every time they've called him up, he's been eh. You know, the Giants, as you talk about some of the players in their system, Hunter Bishop and Elio Ramos, Joey Bart, Mauricio Dubon, who's not a young guy anymore, and he's got some NorCal roots, and he was from the Caribbean and was basically told, please take our son back with you to Sacramento and let him go to American high school. Came over from the trade with Drew Pomeranz and Ray Black. But this is going to be the everyday second baseman for the Giants, unless he does something wrong. Now, he's a free swinger. He's not going to walk very much. But he's got that leg kicking, toe tap, whatever works for him. At worst, he's going to be the fourth infielder. But this is a guy to see, well, how did Farhan do in this trade? But I always like it, too, when these some of these late bloomers or these guys that didn't even feel like playing baseball, like Ben Zobrist and JT Snow. But Tyler Zombro with Tampa Bay, undrafted. And you would think a guy like that would be an organizational depth piece or an innings eater. He has a pitcher with lackluster velocity. He's over 25 years old. But apparently his low arm slot is very, very deceiving. And so the Rays had him throw multiple innings at different levels to see how maybe they could use him in the majors. So there are people in Tampa Bay who, you know, even though they've lost some people on their team, obviously, Pham and others, that still think that the Rays are going to be a major player. And why not? They were almost a wild card a couple of years ago. Last year they were a wild card. They knocked out my A's in Oakland. They have a Cy Young Award winner and Blake Snell from a couple of years ago. So we'll see about that. I also saw a poll about the best trade of the offseason. And look, I can't argue with getting Mookie Betts and David Price in one fell swoop. That wins the trade for sure. There's fairies in here. That would win the trade of the year. But a close second is getting Corey Kluber, a two-time Cy Young winner from the basically for Basura, no offense, to the Cleveland Indians. To the Rangers. Did you know that Corey Kluber is a Ranger? Yes. A Ranger. But there's a guy that they like in Texas named Brock Burt, who was acquired a few years ago from Tampa Bay. And Burt's introduction to the majors did not go well. But he's a southpaw. He has four pitches. And a lot of people think that this guy is going to be a mainstay in the bullpen. They say we get to know these names. The Blue Jays, a guy named Anthony Kay, who was part of the return on the Marcus Stroman deal. Remember when they traded Stroman? I was like, that's all you got when he went to the Mets? Already appeared in the majors. He's a three-pitch lefty, fastball, changeup, curve, a fly ball pitcher. But the Blue Jays think that this guy's going to go into the rotation. We'll see. And then the world champs, James Bourque. B-O-U-R-Q-U-E, not like Bork in the Reagan administration, B-O-R-K. He faced six batters in the big so far. And on top of that, it's probably not a great sign that the Nationals didn't make him to have more appearances. But presumably now he's ready to step up. I said there are a lot of names that we don't know now that will become big names. They just will. I mean, look at the Braves. How good are the Braves? How young are they? Well, Patrick Weigel is a guy who missed all of 2018 after going Tommy John surgery. He has a huge fastball and some nice secondary guys, but he doesn't have a lot of command. But he's a massive kid, and the Braves thinks he's ready to come out. Another name I like, Ryan Mountcastle. I mean, if any team's going to give you a chance, you say usually the A's. Well, how about the Baltimore Orioles? This is a 22-year-old. And at AAA, he hit 25 home runs and batted .312. But he's not amongst the Orioles' top five prospects. Why not? Because apparently he has a skillet. He was a shortstop, nothing but errors. They put him at third base, nothing but errors. They put him at first base, couldn't dig anything out. And so now he's in left field. The good news is he's in the American League and could DH, but the pressure is not so much on his bat, which would seem like a good thing. It's just that he has a bad on-base percentage because he strikes out a lot. Now, this to me kind of sounds like all the money they got tied up into the CD, not the KD, the Chris Davis in Baltimore. But there are some people who think that he will not make the opening day roster. A 22-year-old, 25 home runs, strikes out a lot, can't play defense. That kind of sounds like the Orioles, to tell you the truth. Tanner Houck. You look at it, it looks like Houck or Hook, H-O-U-C-K. He pronounces it Houck. Tanner Houck, for those of you wondering, was a first-round pick in 2017 by the Red Sox, and he apparently looked exactly like Chris Sale, right down to the arm stroke, the low release point, the crossfire action, everything. But he's not Chris Sale. Houck wanted to be a starter, and now they think that he's ready to step up in the bullpen. They kept him down there in the bullpen at Pawtucket. He's ready to go. You might know the name Robel Garcia in the Cubs organization. He had a really cool story, which included playing in Italy for a few years. And he resurfaced in the Cubs organization this year. He did enough to get a cameo there at the end. Homered five times, 32 overall for his whole season. But Garcia is a switch hitter who can play all over. And this sounds like a pretty useful bench bat, but there is a catch. This is another guy who struck out 45% of his at-bats. Is there anything perfect? You hear the name in the Reds organization, Vladimir Gutierrez, and you think, oh, yeah, Vlad Jr. No, no, no. Vladimir Gutierrez, not Guerrero. All of last year in AAA, homer-prone, and a pitcher who just gave up too many dingers. And he's a little guy, believe it or not. So they think maybe he'd be a bullpen guy. But he will make the team, from what we hear. The Indians, who have picked saving money over winning even more than the Red Sox have, one of the key pieces gained in that Yasiel Puig-Trevor Bauer three-team trade was the name Logan Allen. You remember that? A very big southpaw, up-tempo delivery, has pitched in the bigs. Nice arsenal, low 90s sinker. And they figure that he's got a great shot to make the row. Colorado, the name Sam Hilliard. If you're a Rockies fan, you've heard that name for a long time. He was a 15th overall pick 5 years ago. And last season, he was rewarded finally with a big league cameo after having 35 home runs in just 126 AAA games. Apparently, this guy is a really good speed player as well, so they think maybe fourth outfielder. And then speaking of bad teams, finally, a number member of Detroit's AA rotation, Alex Fiedo, even though he had a 5.36, they think he's going to be in the rotation. Now, he's permitted more home runs, 17, in his 115 innings than Casey Mize and some of the other youngsters, Manning and Skubal, did in 254. But some people think, well, he may be the new Chaz Rowe. Chaz Rowe is mostly a bullpen guy. So there are hot prospects, and then there are just guys, and they have to fit in. And, you know, by the way, I was saying 25-man roster. I correct myself. It's going to be a 26-man roster. And remember, pitchers, they have to do that dumb thing where they got to face only three guys. If Tony La Russa was still managing, he would retire immediately, because that's one thing that he loved to do, and that was to have a new pitcher every hitter. You get a pitcher. You get a pitcher. You get a pitcher. Come on back.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Right one under a toe face. Left road, you can scratch your toe. Face clock upon the face. Have a shirt made on his wall. It calls me bloodlust for. But he loves to kill it. Fun and the power that he feels. Trigger of his gun. But he's had a couple of food and he's had a couple of days. I tell him that he's done it.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, a couple of minutes left in the show. In the second hour, I had Abby Dahlkemper on, women's national soccer team, center half, World Cup champion. And I asked her, my last question is like, what's it like being part of this whole equal pay thing, being a trailblazer? She's like, yeah, it's great. If I had known what had just came out 19 minutes ago, I would have asked her about this. Apparently, the United States women's national team equal pay fight took another twist as motions from each side have just been filed. And on the women's side, the group has asked Judge R. Gary Klausner of the United States District Court for the Central District of California to a pretrial decision ruling in their favor, looking for back pay nearly $67 million. U.S. Soccer has responded by asking the judge to straight out dismiss the case. So this is going to get ugly. And the women's team is arguing that gender stereotyping can be proven without a trial. And the USSF is basing their defense on the women's team negotiating a vastly different contract than the men did. So if the judge does not choose a side here and they fail to come to a conclusion, then yes, they will go to a court trial, which will be ugly. So There's a lot more on this. I'll get to it on Monday. But have a good weekend. If you get a chance, if you're a video game aficionado or are interested in becoming one, listen to the Video Game Review hosted by yours truly at 9 p.m. Sunday. Otherwise, 9 a.m. Monday. We'll be back and we'll do it all again. Coming up next, Sports Talk.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.